This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. With the end of the government shutdown, this will be the last time for the foreseeable future that we will only have export estimates to look at. We'll have more from Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
On the corn side of things, Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said they are still expected to be strong.
Well, we were looking for 1 million to 2 million tons of corn to be sold versus the old crop, what we just harvested. That would represent anywhere from 8% below the five-year average to 84% above the five-year average. So we still, even though we don't have this data readily available, we do feel like the corn sales continue to be strong for this time of the year.
Over in the soybeans, McBride said the markets are still expecting to see low numbers.
Yeah, more of the same. We're looking for about 450,000 to 1.6 million. That would have been anywhere from 74% below the five-year average to 8% below the five-year average. So again, not seeing anything that really gets us to believe the hype in the beans just yet as far as the export demand goes. We'll have to see if once the USDA starts to come around and fill in the blanks, if there's sales that we weren't anticipating.
The team at Allendale can be reached by calling 800-262-7538, or you can visit allendale-inc.com. You can find this story and much more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter. That way, you can get our 5 ag news stories conveniently delivered to your inbox every day. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.